Wyoming is one of many states without workplace protections for sexual orientation. For years, that's meant an employer could fire someone for being gay or transgender with little fear of recourse. But recently, federal and state officials have been reinterpreting old laws to address employment discrimination against LGBT people. As Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports, they're relying on a legal argument designed to defend women accused of not being feminine enough.
Josh Reisner was the only openly gay person in his office while he worked for a food service company in Casper, Wyoming. But he says that never held him back.
I had filled every position from general manager to executive chef. You name it, I'd done all of it.
That changed in the summer of 2012 when Reisner got a new manager. A few weeks after he arrived, the manager went through Reisner's personal phone and found pictures of a male gymnast. The manager discussed the pictures with another female employee who later told Reisner about it.
The manager said to her, you know, he has this picture of a guy on his phone, and if you, as a woman, had this picture on your phone, it would have been okay, but Josh is a guy. That's just, we can't have that.
Pretty soon after that, Reisner was let go by the company. He tried to file a discrimination complaint, but Wyoming is one of 29 states that doesn't ban employment discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The laws haven't changed since then, but today Reisner might have a case, and it's all because of the conversation between the manager and that female employee.
Clearly, he is objecting to the individual's nonconformance with gender stereotypes in that men should only like women or only have pictures of women on their phone, and only women can have pictures of men on their phone.
Cherie Doak works in Wyoming's Labor Standards Department. She says that conversation is good evidence of what's known in court as gender stereotyping. That's the tool that Doak and her counterparts across the country have recently begun to use to help LGBT people in states without anti-discrimination laws that include sexual orientation. Doak says it works about half the time.
If all the employer said was we don't want gay people working here, it's going to be way more difficult. It's a war of syntax, really.
This war dates back to a 1989 Supreme Court case where a female lawyer was denied a promotion at her firm because she didn't wear the makeup and high heels her bosses wanted to see. She argued this was a form of sex discrimination outlawed by the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Chris Kaczynski is with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC.
That is the case that said that sex discrimination can be shown by evidence of gender stereotyping.
Between that 1989 case and a couple of years ago, gender stereotyping was almost exclusively used in cases involving women. But more recently, Kaczynski says that the EEOC has started reinterpreting that case to say that discrimination against LGBT people is a form of gender stereotyping.
I don't want the impression to be left that we are creating or adding on. What we're doing is interpreting the statute consistent with well-established principles.
The EEOC here is basically imposing an obligation, regardless of what Congress has said.
Ray Vann is with the Equal Employment Advisory Council, a group that helps businesses craft their workplace discrimination policies. She says that those businesses spend a lot of time and money keeping their policies up to date with what's required. So when the EEOC says sex discrimination covers LGBT people, even though that hasn't been approved by Congress or the Supreme Court, it makes them nervous.
We'd much prefer for Congress to say, in fact, this is what the law provides, prescribes, prohibits, and so forth.
Last year, the U.S. Senate did pass a bill that would ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. But the Employment Non-Discrimination Act is stalled in the House. Laramie State Representative Kathy Connolly will be introducing similar legislation in Wyoming this year. In the meantime, the federal EEOC has aided over 1,200 LGBT people in bringing employment discrimination claims since 2013. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.